For those of you playing at home, today's magic word of this episode is...
Ding!
Caucasoid.
Ding!
It's the second time you said it.
Okay.
It's not a word I use every day.
It's a word you use every day. Well...
That's me.
I don't want to say redneck. I don't want to say common man...
I'm trying to get away.
I've made it a point in my life to try and get away from assigning behavior to race.
Yeah, that's cool.
Now, I say Caucasoid a lot just because of the literary, like, again, well, you know, if think of any situation where you have, you know, race and behavior attached.
Are you going to start calling Asians Mongoloids?
I'm going to start calling Asians what I call... Basically, I have...
Asiatics.
Basically,
Asiatics sounds pretty respectful.
I have two key words for everyone I come in contact with. They're either humans or earthlings.
Mm.
Humans are people. They're intelligent. They can conversate.
They can bags.
You know... Well, Earthling is my version of meatbag. It's like you take up space on the planet and you breathe air. Congratulations, and get out of my way. You Earthling, you.
Yeah.
Humans and earthlings, that's the difference.
I'm not offended or anything, I'm just amused.
Well, if anything, I should say there's...
the last time I heard anybody say the word Caucasoid, so...
Maybe anthropomorphic.
And it starts off, and it doesn't help that it starts off with cock, you know, so...
Well, I'll leave that where I found it.
I never even really thought about.
Yeah, but
I've
any...
I've heard the word Caucasoid many, many times in my life, but I didn't think cock.
But anytime in entertainment, for the most part, I will leave that where I found it. I'll just stand right here and watch the pretty walls go by. But anytime in literature or animation or entertainment in general, you have like behavior attached to a race, I'll say Caucasoid as opposed to dumb white redneck trash or whatever, you know, Eminem called himself in that movie he made.
Blue-eyed devil myself.
Well, blue-eyed devil makes it sound like he did something right, you know? Okay, I haven't seen 8 Mile, and I'm not going to, because I've heard enough Eminem albums to know I can take his word for it. I'm not going to go see him get all pissed off at the fact that his mom lives in a trailer, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know?
So, movie review, 8 Mile, no, I'm just kidding.
Go right ahead, I don't give a shit, I hate that fucking thing.
Next category.